Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to three after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure, as always. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for going there and using it to your advantage. And if you see something you like and you want more of it, we'll follow you home. We have all the tools there that will allow us to allow you to give us permission to follow you home, whether it be RSS or the newsletter or whatever. Just check it out and tell us what you want. We'll do our best to get it for you. And on any topic under the Small Business Sun, by the way. Having a great visit with our good friend Gary Harpst. He's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Gary, tell us how we can find you online and your books, too.
Oh, sixdisciplinesspelledout.com. That's our website, and you can get access to all our resources there.
Including the books, and the books are online. And by the way, Gary's last name is spelled H-A-R-P-S-T, Harpst. Gary, we're talking about productivity as opposed to some of the other things that we measure in our businesses. And I have to say, I think most small business owners want productivity. They want our employees to be productive. And I'm sure that there are things that we do that help us, to gain productivity. But especially if you're a service organization, I'm not sure that we actually know how to measure that. Can you help us focus on that a little bit more specifically and strategically?
Well, the end result of productivity in a service organization is higher profit per person. That's the proof that you become more productive.
Mm-hmm.
And the question is, how do you do it? And when you think about a service sector or a knowledge-based economy, there are studies that show that up to 40% of a knowledge worker's time is not really directed towards the purpose of the company. And it's not that people are, they call it wasted time, but it's not that people are goofing off. It's they make mistakes. They maybe work on a lower priority thing without really realizing it. There's a myriad of reasons. And I think part of the problem, you already alluded to it, is we think of service work as so individualistic that there's nothing we can do to streamline it. Then that's the way manufacturers thought 40 years ago. They thought everybody was a craftsman, do it my way, but we've got to streamline it.
It's kind of, they think a service is kind of fungible, don't they?
Yeah, that's right. But so what we've been studying is how do you get, especially in the service sector, communication.
Right.
It's such a barrier. The more successful you are, the more layers you get in the company, and the more confusion there is about what really the priorities are, et cetera.
Right.
And so we kind of think the solution is the best of maybe three or four worlds, the best of balanced scorecard and strategy formulation and communication with Stephen Covey sort of effectiveness, weekly cycles of revisiting what's important in your life. And then a little bit of David Allen, which is, okay, now that I've done that, what do I do today and how do I manage my inbox and my phone?
All right, but let's give folks two or three specific things that they can do that they know, that they already know, they're just not paying attention to. What would that be?
Well, most are familiar with Stephen Covey's 7 Habits. But I would say they need to be in an environment where their boss, where their company has a clear way to communicate strategy. We call it strategy formulation.
Yeah.
Then once a week, they should revisit their role in that.
So you're saying specifically tell your employees what work needs to be done every week.
Reinforce it. You maybe have a quarterly planning cycle, and they come up with a what we probably would call big rocks. You know, 5 or 7 big things. But once a week, you revisit what those 5 or 7 things are.
So communicate it and then check it.
Reinforce it. Reinforce it. And
right.
It's kind of like Weight Watchers going in and get weighed. You have to go in and get weighed once a week or you forget.
Right.
Then the second thing is, this is kind of a technology issue. And by the way, didn't manufacturing, you said it, manufacturing got better by using technology.
Yeah.
We have concluded with our strategy execution method to integrate them inside of Microsoft Outlook so that when I get an email, I can glance over at the left of my Outlook and see what my corporate priorities are and process that email with right. my priorities in mind. That's a technology.
So make sure you people have the technology that's available now, most of it for free a lot of times, to be more productive.
That's it. And so simple examples are now when I get an email and from somebody that I need to talk to them, I forward it to two other people and say, remind me to talk to you about this in our next team meeting. Well, with a better technology, you could right-click, drop that email in an agenda for a meeting, and then you stop the email thrashing.
And folks, it's not just email. There are other things. It could be something particular to your industry, something available from your industry. Gary, you guys do this all the time. It could be something like that, folks. So make sure technology is the best investment you can make in your people and in productivity. Gary, I got about 20 seconds. So last thoughts.
Well, technology by itself is not enough. It's got to be aimed at the purpose of the company. So you have to integrate the two. You know, email is a great productivity tool, but it doesn't tell you what to do.
Right.
And you got to marry the two. So
folks, think about productivity. Come up with the units of productivity. You know, in your entire organization, and then start measuring it and get the tools that you need. Hey, Gary, sixdisciplines.com, right?
Yes, that's right.
Gary Harps, ladies and gentlemen. Gary, thanks for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time. Got to take a quick break.
Okay, thank you very much.
I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back, I promise.
I woke up in a Soho store where a policeman
knew my... Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.